I am here with Virginia Simons. She is the executive director for the Teton Valley Balloon Rally. The event is June 29th through July 1st. And how did the event first originate and how did it get started?
Well, this event has been going on for almost 40 years. So the first Teton Valley Balloon Rally under the name of the Teton Valley Hot Air Balloon Festival took place in Driggs, Idaho over 4th of July weekend in 1981. At that time, the event was hosted by Budweiser and would draw upwards of 40 balloons. And at that time, Teton Valley was this kind of sleepy little agricultural community. And this was a really, really big defining event for the community. And over the years, the event changed. It changed ownership. It changed management. In the late 1980s, the Chamber of Commerce in Teton Valley took over the event and managed it for quite some time. And then in 2012, the Chamber decided to discontinue the balloon rally. So this was after 30 years of this event. And Margaret and I, being a balloon pilot and event planner, decided that that just wasn't something that we were ready to see happen. So that year in 2012, we took over management. We changed the name to the Teton Valley Balloon Rally. We developed an LLP, and with pretty much no funding and very little support, we had a few longtime sponsors that stayed on board. We brought 7 pilots to Teton Valley, all of whom came on their own dime because they loved this event and loved to fly here. In the years since then, while the event hasn't grown too much in size, we generally have 10 to 12 pilots attend each year at this point. We've really developed a different structure for it, and it's grown as an organization. And then in 2015, the Teton Valley Balloon Rally gained its 501c3 nonprofit status. So we are now a nonprofit organization promoting really incredible programming for school kids about art and science and aviation. So we will come to elementary schools and do programs, and the rally itself now benefits a scholarship for a high school student to go to Hot Air Balloon Camp every year. So while the event is still going on and will still go on for the foreseeable future if we have anything to do with it, the focus of the event is a little bit different. We're really working to become more relevant and make an impact in the valley.
Oh, wow. And what does it take to create this event, like from the planning and getting the sponsors and all of that?
That's an excellent question. And I think that a lot of people have no idea how much hard work goes into it. We work on the Teton Valley Balloon Rally year-round. Each year, we have to get back in touch with our existing sponsors, recruit new sponsors, take a look at budget and really see what our goals are for the year. Then we have to reach out to all of our pilots, but this is an invite-only event for hot air balloon pilots because what goes hand in hand with inviting pilots to the event is recruiting sponsors who will pay for them to come here. So we look at how many sponsors it looks like we're going to have each year, and that will allow us to determine how many pilots we can invite each year. So all it takes to make this event bigger is an additional sponsor to bring one more pilot, an additional sponsor to bring one more pilot. So it's an ongoing project throughout the year to recruit sponsors and match them with pilots, and then logistically, we have to make sure that we can feed pilots. We have to make sure that they have places to stay. We have to take a look at what else we're going to do surrounding the rally for somebody that maybe isn't quite ready to get up and be at the hot air balloon field at 6 o'clock in the morning. We manage hundreds of inquiries about the ability to take a balloon ride at the rally, and because of weather concerns and pilots' insurance limitations, some pilots can take paid passengers, some cannot. Obviously, all of our sponsors need to fly, so we have a really elaborate schedule that we put together matching pilots with potential riders. And then once the rally is going, every single evening, Margaret and I sit down and design the schedule for the next day. So who's volunteering? Our volunteer crew is what makes this event happen. So who's volunteering, what their assignments are, who are our passengers, who will each passenger be flying with Will we be able to accommodate a ride for them on another day if we're not able to fly? Which pilot is going to stay grounded and provide tether rides for folks that maybe can't afford the $300 to go on a free flight or aren't interested in going on a free flight but still would like the experience of getting up in a hot air balloon? So there are about a million moving pieces, and it's like one big hot air balloon jigsaw puzzle. And as the years have gone by, I will say that we've gotten much better at putting all those pieces together.
Yeah. No, it's always interesting to see what it takes to go behind the scenes, because at the event, you're just like, just putting hot air balloons together, but it takes a whole year to set up this event.
It does. And I should mention again that our volunteer crew is what makes it happen. And we have amazing volunteers that come back every year, but it takes volunteers to direct parking and take parking money and collect data for the event. We need to know how many people are coming, where they're coming from, how they found out about the event, whether they're returning spectators or whether this is their first year, and all of that data helps us recruit sponsorships. Then, of course, there's crew. You know, it takes more than a single hot air balloon pilot to get a hot air balloon up in the air for a flight. So every balloon takes 3 to 4 crew members to get the balloon up and then chase it in a pickup truck and help pack it.
Oh, wow. And if someone wanted to volunteer, where could they go?
Oh, that is a very excellent question. So if you go to our website, which is TetonValleyBalloonRally.org, there's a volunteer tab, and you can sign up to volunteer. So you can certainly come and volunteer any of the mornings of the event. You could also volunteer the days leading up to it for all of our prep. You can volunteer to help us in the parade float on the 4th of July. And then we also participate in the Tin Cup Challenge, which is a fundraising event in Teton Valley later in July, and we need help for that. So if there's any interest at all, you know, we can probably find a job for you.
Awesome. And from your perspective, what is your favorite part about this event?
Oh, that's such a loaded question, because I've just fallen in love with it, and I've learned so much about the ballooning community and the people that make this happen. So I would say that I have two answers. So one, my first answer would be that I just love the community that I've become a part of in this. That's been a really amazing experience for me. And as the mother of a young child, I think that probably my favorite part, you know, where I get the goosebumps, is when I see the little kids at the balloon field in the morning watching these huge balloons inflate all around them. And it's just kind of a reminder that there's still beauty and magic out there in the world.
And have you always been interested in hot air balloons, or how did you get started with that?
Well, when I was a child, I had an imaginary friend named Winnebet who flew a hot air balloon, so it's kind of ironic now that this is where I've landed. I think I've always been interested, but this kind of landed in my lap. It was fortuitous. I didn't necessarily seek it out. It kind of came to me. I was working with the Teton Valley Chamber of Commerce doing some program direction for them when the decision was made to discontinue the rally. So it kind of fell right into my lap, and it was a no-brainer to me that this was something that I wanted to commit myself to.
Okay. The event starts June 29th through July 1st, and what can people expect from those days?
Well, each of those mornings, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we will have 10 pilots launching from fairgrounds and Driggs. We do recommend that spectators arrive at the balloon field by 6 a.m. if they'd like to watch the balloons inflate and take off. Then after the free flight balloons have taken off, we provide tether rides. So we have one inflated balloon that's tethered and stays there at the fairgrounds. And then part of our outreach program is that we have a retired hot air balloon envelope. So it's the balloon itself that's no longer skyworthy. And we actually inflate that on its side with cold air on the ground and allow an opportunity for folks to come and kind of see how the whole system works and walk inside the balloon and have that kind of really magical experience. So that all of that is happening each morning, weather permitting, of course. We fly when it's safe, but we do occasionally get grounded. And then on the evening of Saturday the 30th, we will be hosting a thank you event for all of the people that make the balloon rally possible. So that's our pilots and our sponsors and our volunteers. And that will be at Rise Coffee House in downtown Driggs from 5 until 8. We will have snacks and non-alcoholic beverages available for free. You can purchase beer and wine to benefit the rally. We'll have our merchandise booth there and somebody doing Q&A, and then we'll also have the cold balloon out. So that's really just an opportunity for you to swing by and support the rally and learn a little bit more about it.
Okay, perfect. What was the website again where people can find out more information and volunteer?
It is TetonValleyBalloonRally.org.
Perfect. Is there anything else you would like to add or more information?
You know, as somebody that is not typically a morning person, every year I'm astounded that I manage to get up when my alarm goes off at 10 after 4 to make this happen. But I would encourage folks not to be deterred by the early morning hours, because it is beyond worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure.